This isn't all bad in the auto workers' strike, says ABC's Michelle Franzen.
UAW leaders say negotiations Saturday with Ford were productive. That a day after Ford announced it would temporarily lay off 600 workers due to the strike. General Motors followed, saying 2,000 workers would be idled next week due to a shortage of critical supplies provided by one of the plants where UAW targeted their strike.
Hurricane Lee is pounding eastern Canada and Maine, many power outages in New England. Though not all have been lengthy, a kid in Sandwich, Massachusetts.
I was just at my couch, just watching Spider-Man. The power just went out. Everything went black.
Power came back on 2 minutes later. NATO defense leaders are meeting in Norway. More weapons need to be made or bought for Ukraine, says NATO Military Committee Chair Admiral Rob Bauer, the Netherlands.
The scale and the volume of what is used is going beyond our production capacity.
This is ABC News. Republican presidential candidates are campaigning in Iowa and Dubuque. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott.
As President of the United States, I would sign the legislation that I wrote in conjunction with the Major County Sheriff's Association to make sure that we increase the funding for our law enforcement from the federal grants by over 400%.
The New York City Medical Examiner will conduct an autopsy to determine the exact cause of death of a one-year-old boy who, along with two others, may have eaten something with an opioid in it at daycare. Police say the kids took a nap, were unresponsive, all were given the Narcan antidote. Two others survived. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joe Kenney.
The NYPD executed a search warrant at this daycare center where we discovered a kilo press. This is an item that is commonly used by drug dealers when packaging large quantities of drugs.
Police say two people have been questioned by detectives and charges in the case are expected. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hands as we make our way. Dennis Shepherd, guitar therapy. This is Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, most trusted name in real estate. Find out more. MoveToMadison.com. And, you know, Terry, I felt like a breeze, like a strong breeze come through the door. It was almost as if a hurricane arrived.
Oh, I got nice. It. Cat and the hurricane.
A cat five.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, my. They're laughing. That's good.
That is good.
I was worried they're going to be like, okay, we are so out of here.
I don't make bad jokes.
Yeah, between us.
You're doing pretty well tonight. I have to give you like a 100% right now.
You know, between us and Jimmy, I think he's laying on the floor down there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah, at the Dark Star Art Bar.
Are we checking in with him again? Or
not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. No,
okay.
No.
But there is another opportunity just to make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Jimmy is absolutely fine.
Okay.
I really
good.
Yeah.
Good.
He's
good.
In his element.
Yes,
yeah.
He,
he sounds like he is having a blast.
He is.
And he's had some great interviews with different people. I'm enjoying his time on air with all of these people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to play a couple more tunes. And we know Kat is in the hurricane's coming up soon.
Yep.
We know we're going to talk to Jimmy, but there's one other huge thing going on tonight.
Wait, what?
Eight-piece steel drum band live right here in our studio.
It's like I tried to get to the restroom and I'm like climbing over steel drums. And yeah, it's amazing out there.
I finally had to post a photo. I couldn't stand it anymore. I'm like, I gotta tell people what's going on.
And you still couldn't.
Crazy.
And you still couldn't get it all in the photo.
I couldn't.
Right?
No, it's just. I even did it like a wide angle, and it's like, well,
we would have to do a panoramic view.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Panchromatic Steel. They're going to be here in the Devil's Lair.
Ooh.
And performing a bunch of songs and interview. It's going to be
amazing.
It's going to be really good.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yep.
So let's play some more tunes.
Cool.
And then we'll talk to Jimmy and we'll listen to some more local stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio.
You look so good. Stop in my tracks. I know that there's a turning back. I bet you match my zodiac. Come on, let's see. I even gave a dollar to the mother of the flowers just to let me spend my hours. In the air you breathe, I can't remember seeing you before you were the thing I used to justify the way I move. I can't sit still for printing every bit of me. There's something about your energy. I like the we and me for you and you for me. Would you like to see? It doesn't matter if you believe, but I'll believe if you want me to. I'll take. You also share that really love, that truly care, that this world needs, you know. People just look beautiful without really being a whole, but you've got both the soul and that physique, yeah. I can see when you smile inside those eyes that you've got, girl. I wanted to, so I'll help you to change the whole world. We'll be right back.
This is Max Inc. Radio, and you know, we still got Jimmy. He's still on the phone, and he's down there at the Dark Star Art Bar. Jimmy, how are you doing down there? How's the drinks?
That's what we really want. I'm doing well. I'm on my 97th bourbon old fashioned.
The room's and just spinning at this point.
I've also swallowed or eaten about 9 gummies from Herbal Aspect.
Oh, my.
I am on top of my game right now. And I'm very proud of that, by the way. We're live at the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue, for the Maxine Concert Showcase. Sky Urchin is here tonight. The Vipers, a Madison legendary band, the Vipers. Also, the debut of Peacemaker from Peacemaker is John Stover. John, it is wonderful to see you tonight. How you doing, brother?
I'm excellent tonight. I'm on top of the world right now.
So before we get to Peacemaker, you just gave me a present that I'm absolutely just ecstatic about. You gave me. You just gave me. What's the name of this album, John?
This is a vinyl pressing copy of my previous group, I Am Dragon, The Lucky Ones. It's our debut EP.
It's the debut EP. This is the album with Major Bros,
yeah,
The Lucky Ones, in the Cormaid.
The classics. Yeah. So, at least if you know, you knew our band. The original, like the big lineup with Brian playing guitar too. Like this is the first one. So,
oh my god,
it's something we had dreamed about doing when the band was a thing, and we could never really justify a pressing, like a proper 100,000 pressing. Like it was like we're gonna be sitting on these in my pants.
100,000 copies.
Yeah, right. No, we couldn't even like sell probably 20. So it was like I didn't want to have that sitting in my basement with my wife being like, "Why did you do this?"
But there was a price break,
right? You know.
Also,
minimum price. You know, you gotta do a minimum. But so actually, Ty of Lords of the Trident told me about this website Funaki, and they will do one copy of a vinyl for you. You supply the artwork and like the files, the music files. And you can get 1 to 1 million if you want. But that's what I did here. It was kind of a test. So this is kind of the experiment for the new Peacemaker EP. We're going to put it out on these. I think we're going to use them again. And so we're going to do it that way. But, like, this was kind of a test because I just wanted to see what it would wind up like. And we're really happy with the product. So.
Oh, my God. I am so excited. I'm going camping tomorrow. E-Dub is at the Dark Star Art Bar with me, too.
Vinyl player camping. Somebody's got to have a power connection, right?
That's not campy, dude. That's glampy.
No, I don't know. If you're the weirdo with like a record player and a hi-fi setup camping, I think you're a boss. I don't think that's anything.
That's super.
People won't even know. Like, I don't even know what to call that. You know?
Oh my gosh.
I have aspirations. It's next time I go camping.
Thank you so much for the album. That is awesome. I love the vinyl. I cannot wait to get back from vacation to play that vinyl. Tell me about Peacemaker, John. I know I've been talking to you on Facebook for quite a while about Peacemaker. I know you were super excited about this project. What's your elevator pitch for Peacemaker?
Well, we're a band that I tell people is like 3.5 years in the making because I started writing these tunes like right around when COVID happened. I started working from home all of a sudden and had access to all my instruments like during the workday, which was like a wonderful, beautiful temptation because
not much work happened there, right?
I mean, it happened. We definitely, sorry, I kicked a lot of ass in that time, but it was like instead of that 5-minute break when you walk outside in your office and you're kind of like, okay, here's the sun, this is nice, I guess. I picked up the guitar for like 10 minutes and was just like, okay, jam something out. And then like a couple hours later, pick up the guitar again for 10 minutes. Like, and so these ideas kind of just like started happening again. It had been a while. Like I've been parenting. I have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old. And that was really a lot of energy and still is. But having that opportunity during the workday to like refresh with music made the song start. So that was the start. And then after that, it was like, okay, I got to find people. And that's a whole long story that I could tell the whole thing, but it's going to take too long.
So who is the shortened version? Who's in the band and why are they in the band?
So the bass player is a fellow that I met through another friend. The two of them were in a high school band from Illinois. You know, I gave him crap about it all the time, of course, but you know, I'm glad he's here. And he was a guitar player and I would often hang out with him and play him the riffs that I was writing. And he's like, this is great. I like this stuff. And he would learn them really fast when we would jam. And so I was like, man, like we really worked well together. Like we should maybe consider doing this, but you know, two guitar players, like I like it, but my fantasy was a three-piece. I always wanted a three-piece because, like, after working with four and five people, it was like, simplify it. The whole process can be, and, you know, everybody's got partners and kids and careers and life, and the less people you can have involved, the easier it is to make decisions if everybody's, like, pulling their weight. So Dan was like, well, I'll buy a bass. And I'm like, are you sure? Like, you don't have to do that.
Just go out and buy a bass.
He went out and bought a bass. I found him a bass from Dave's Guitar that was, like, a good, like, beginner Squire, but, like, good quality one. He bought it, and it's like, he's like, pretends like he's not a bass player, but you wouldn't know. So he's a bass player. And then,
Dave's Guitar, you know, they're moving to Sun Prairie.
Oh, really? The Fitchburg is moving?
Yeah, they're moving. They're opening a store in Sun Prairie.
Are they adding a store or moving the store?
I don't know that. I know. I saw the story. They're coming to Sun Prairie.
Right on. Well, I hope they open another one because I love Dave's. But so anyway, Dan got on board, and then I wrote this, like, big manifesto on Craigslist of all places out of desperation looking for a drummer. And it was probably like 6 paragraphs long of, like, things I knew I wanted in a bandmate, things I didn't want in a bandmate.
Was this under Lost Connections?
Yeah, Misconnections is gone.
Misconnections
is gone. They took that off, I think, for many reasons. But they do have the musicians thing, you know? So I put it out there, and I was like, this is total, like, last ditch. No one's going to answer this. But I was very specific to the point where if someone does answer it and, like, they can speak, like, fluent English in their email, like, I'll probably at least meet them, you know? So maybe after a month of fishing around with people there, James reached out, and I liked the tone of his email, and he actually said, first of all, I want to tell you, I read your whole description. I was like, okay, 1 point, you know, like, all right. And he's like, and actually, like, it was awesome. I really liked what you had to say. Like, we should meet. So we met him, and pretty much, like, surprisingly had never met each other in the scene because he played with Clovis Mann. And I remember seeing flyers for Clovis Mann 15 years ago when Dragon was, like, functioning all over the place. Just never went and saw them. And
I'm disappointed in James, right? Or Jim, Jamie. He gave me 3 names, but I'm disappointed because he was out here rolling a joint earlier. I don't know where he's at now.
Oh, there he is.
That joint's gone.
He looks very hazy right now.
He
but
looks very
there
hazy.
Might be another in your future. I don't know. You play your cards right. I think it'll happen. But yeah, so, I mean, we met him, and it was, like, one of those people you meet, and you just, like, are instant friends. Like, you're just, like, you fall in line. You get each other's jokes right away. Like, just really, like, nice camaraderie. So then we were like, okay, well, let's see if we actually can play together, because then that's, like, a whole different thing, right? Started getting together, and this is his heaviest band he's been in. He was in, like, you know, Clovis Mann was a little more folk rock is kind of the vibe that I would say. That's probably not right, but he was like, I want to be in a rock band. I want to be a rock drummer. Like, I want to try this. And I like what you're doing. And like I said, all of our personalities gelled. And then we started writing. And once we started writing, the magic happened in that because we're a three-piece, everybody, A, has to pull their weight. But these two guys, like, are writing these songs with me, which is, like, a magical thing where it's like I'll get stuck on things in my head. I'll bring the idea to the table, and somebody all of a sudden is like, what if we tried that? And I'm like, I did not think of that at all. Let's do that. And so we're co-writing these songs. So it's like I had the original idea for these, but, like, they are co-written as a band. So
it's almost like a dream come true for you to be in this three-piece band, being with band members that you can collaborate with and get the songs that coming out of your heart, out of your brain, out in the music world.
I mean, I you know, I told Robert this before, too, but I feel like this is, like, the best stuff I've ever written. And I think, really, it does speak because, like, the other people in the band are, like, 100% in, too. Like, I'm always the taskmaster in my bands. You know, it's like the guy that's like, okay, guys, this is practice and this is the schedule. And, like, that's just my role and I know it. And
hey,
I like,
down.
Yeah, right. No, it's fine. Everybody, yeah. Until later, anyway, right?
Right. Until later. Are you recording right now? Is there an EP coming out so we can play this stuff on the radio?
So, Tim, Consequence of the Vipers, is playing tonight. We recorded with him at Acme Studios on Willie Street. We did, like, initially, we were planning 6 tracks, an EP, and we added 2 more, like, B-sides that were, like, almost done songs that were, like, we had time, and we're like, screw it, let's put it down, let's do it, let's see what happens. So we have 8 songs, and so far we've done, like, the vocal tracks roughly for all of them, and probably going to do 1 more small session of some overdubby things, and then that thing will probably hopefully be released in the spring, I think is what we're going to aim for. We're going to wait for the winter to blow over and then do something big in the spring. So
I'm so happy for you, John. I'm so excited to see Peacemaker playing live tonight. You should be too. Come on down to the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue. If people wanted to connect with your band, Peacemaker, how do we do that?
you know, the Facebook thing, that's kind of where we're at, I guess, for now. We don't really, like, have our own site, but it's, you know, the Facebook.com/PeacemakerRock. We have
Peacemaker Rock.
Yeah. So
awesome.
We're on there, and I'm going to actually take video of the show tonight and probably cut something up. So if you can't make it down, it'll be up. But you should make it down because it's going to be lots of fun. I think it's going to get nice and hot and sweaty in here and be magic.
Nice. I saw your wife here earlier today. How's your dogs, Penny and Mia?
No, we only have the one. We have Miso.
Miso.
Yeah,
Miso.
She's good. She's definitely aging. She's slowing down big time. Like, we noticed a big change a few months ago, and so we're kind of like, oh, no, you are getting old. She's 11, which isn't that old for a small dog, but, you know, things change. So we're still loving her. We're still loving on her.
She was a great dog. Thank you, John. Appreciate you. Robert Halstead from Sky Urchin here. They're the headliner tonight. You're the headliner, dude. And I gotta tell you, man, the shirt that you were in, the peacock Hawaiian shirt with the hat, is a top hat with lots of sparkles and an emerald or a sapphire on the you look great, dude.
Thanks, Jimmy. I got this hat down in New Orleans in May. And it really just sort of, like, I felt some real connection to sort of the spiritual energy down there. And while this is sort of, honestly, kind of a cheap hat that was bought in one of those stores and have a bunch of stuff, it's got the juju. And so I wanted to bring it back with me, and I still feel really connected to that since that trip. I mean, I got engaged down there. Thank you. I felt new energy into finally getting my stuff together and working on finishing the Sky Urchin first record. If you come down here tonight, we've pressed 20 CDs of a sneak preview of three of the songs on the album, pre-mastered, but the guys and I really love these mixes. We're still doing some tweaks and stuff. So, yeah, get one and let us know what you think. Maybe we can bring up the bass or, you know, bring up Dave's voice. As he kind of like sings along while he drums in the room mics or something like that. But that's kind of our new merch as we're getting ready to like do a really serious release. Like John said, for Peacemaker, I think we're going to do a little bit of waiting for the winter to blow over and try to do something big in spring with the release and maybe even have it on vinyl right away. So we're really excited. We're going to play stuff across everything that we've released tonight as headliners, which is not always the situation we're in. We're really treating it that way. If Dark Star will let us, we've got like a 70-minute set planned. We're really going to bring it. And actually, in honor of Max Inc., which thanks again for sponsoring and presenting the showcase, we're going to play an old Sky Road Fly song as well.
What song? Are you going to tell me? Or?
I'll tell you all. I don't want everybody else here to hear, but I share it.
I share. Oh, I love that song. That's off your first album, isn't it?
It is off our first album.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, dude. You all are in for a great night. If you come down to the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue, is Sky Urchin, the Vipers. I mean, you can't get any more Madison legend than the Vipers playing live. And, of course, the debut of Peacemaker. Robert, I love you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.
Your hat, dude. And your shirt. Yeah,
you're winning tonight with the album.
John Stover.
I am.
John Stover.
That's okay.
John Stover's dressed in all black. Yeah. You're very, very blasé, dude. Yeah. But you can
blend
right across.
I blend right in.
Dude, congratulations on Peacemaker.
Thanks,
man. I'm excited to see the show. You all ought to be excited to see the show. Come on down. There's plenty of room here for you. Get here soon, because this place is going to sell out very soon. We're at the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue. I got to say thanks to our sponsor, Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated, three Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and also brand new on Gammon Road. Free local delivery, for local delivery. I don't know if it's free or not. You're going to have to stand up with the guys. Also, shipping off their website. High quality CBD, Delta 8, the whole works. HerbalAspect.com. Rob Roberts, Terry Barr, Rocker, broadcasting live from the Dark Star Art Bar. I'm Jimmy K. on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stop by the Dark Star Art Bar. Buy Jimmy K. an old fashioned. Cat and the Hurricane. They are next right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. Matt Flynn, direct. Right, left, or center, Matt takes on all callers. Matt Flynn, direct. Weekday afternoons at 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
After you're gone.
This is Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, there's a whole lot of people in this room. I'm so excited tonight. And I must be killing Terry between Jimmy. I don't know, man.
It is.
Oh, my. You know, we have Cat and the Hurricane. They're just coming off winning multiple Mama Awards. They're going on tour. They have a new single out. Some shows coming up. So here to tell us all about it is the entire band.
Yeah.
Cat and the Hurricane. Cat and the Hurricane, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much, Rocker and Terry and Robert. Thank you for having us.
Oh, we love it when you visit.
Wow. So you have so much going on. But first off, you were nominated for, you said, 4 Mamas, and you won 3 of them. Tell us about, you know, what it means to you to win multiple awards in the Mamas and, you know, among all your peers.
It felt amazing. And so one of the ones that we won was Video of the Year. And that felt really, really cool for our video for our Stay that we put out last summer. And our friend Jordan Alf directed and filmed that video. And so that one we were really proud of. It was really special, and it meant a lot to kind of walk away with that one. Yeah, and so there it is. So it felt really cool to win Video of the Year, that one we were kind of hoping for. And then we get to the end of the night when they were announcing Artist of the Year, and we knew we were in the top 10 sort of final round of voting for that one, but we were not expecting it at all. Like, all 10 of those artists are amazing artists, most of whom have been in Madison doing the music thing for longer than us. So I think in a lot of ways we felt like the underdogs, and we've just been trying to do what we can, especially for kind of our DIY queer community here. So to be voted by Madison for the Artist of the Year award just kind of feels really validating, I guess.
For someone who hasn't gone to the Madison Area Music Association Awards, explain how you were all feeling as you were watching that artist countdown. You know, this is the big one. This is the huge award that everybody really does want, you know. So, okay, now tell me what you were thinking and what you were feeling as you watched the countdown.
Yes, so basically, for a couple of the awards, they had a countdown where, and it was like a PowerPoint slideshow, right? They had the top 10, then click next slide, top 9. And so everyone was like voted off the island, top 8.
In real time, in real time.
It was horrifying.
We're all watching it happen and just like, and everyone else there, this is like a nice kind of, not black tie, but everyone is like dressed nice and it's an award show, right? Yep. And it was at the Crucible this year, so not quite as fancy maybe as at the Overture Center, but everyone is like sitting down, drinking their cocktails, and the 5 of us in our band, we're standing on the side, like jumping up and down, just like, oh no, oh no, like just being so goofy.
It was hilarious. Exactly what you were saying. We'd be like, oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh no. Oh no. No way. No. Like just screaming. Like, it was obnoxious.
It was a joy.
Little.
Ultimately, yes. It came down to Cat and the Hurricane and work, our good friends and work. And we had a really nice hug after it was, you know, announced, and it was just like, no, 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 no. This is like the worst scenario, us against, you know, some of our best friends in the music community. But so much love to them and all of the other musicians that were up for that same award.
Well, they certainly have won plenty of awards in their time as well.
Yes,
they're fine.
Yeah, they don't have room anymore, so you just keep taking those awards.
We do what we can.
Now, Cat and the Hurricane has a new single out, On My Way Back. Tell us about this song. We played that here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we did.
Yeah, On My Way Back is a song that I wrote acoustically back in 2021, so during like peak lockdown times, and kind of just like dove back into prior, you know, memories that I had, and I was able to crank out another song from, you know, past experiences. And for me, most of the time, you know, our songs start out acoustic and then I bring it to the band, and then we build it from the ground up. And so this song is about living some life and looking back and looking at the things that you've accumulated along your path, whether it be heartbreak or trauma or, you know, growth of any kind, and just stating out loud, like, I'm on my way back to myself, even if you don't know what that self, you know, what the end product self looks like, but you're on your way back to the closest self that you're familiar with. So it talks a lot about, past traumas and experiences and just hits you in the feels.
Candace Griffin is here with you. And Candace, of course, is a solo artist, but also is very often with Cat and the Hurricane and vice versa. Hearing you explain that song, that sounds very much like the underlying Candace of what so many of your songs are too. I mean,
that's very flattering.
Again, and I've told you, it hits the heart. It really does.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, how did you, we know kind of your background story because you went to school together.
That's right.
But how has this been for you to be with everyone in doing this together?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm very fortunate that Kat and the band collectively really just, when they allow me to join them on stage, I'm just doing what I would be doing if I was standing in the audience, which is harmonizing, vibing, dancing around, and they just let me do it in front of people instead of next to people. So, and obviously, I've known Kat for a long time. Ever since Ben came along and Alex came along and everyone else involved has come along, nothing but proud to watch my friends be so amazing. So I'm just happy to be here.
Aww, we're very lucky to have you.
Aww. It's a joy.
Well, not only are you on your way back, but you're on your way out of town, headed out on tour. Tell us about your upcoming tour.
Oh, that is a great segue. Yes, we are going on our longest tour ever. We probably talked about this at Max Inc. once or twice before, but we first kind of got going as a three-piece back in 2020, and we've tried to do two big tours kind of out of state, and both of them have had some flubs and some COVID-related things that made it hard to see them through. So we're very excited to be back out on the road. We're going all the way out to the East Coast. We're hitting New York. We're hitting Providence. We're hitting Baltimore, Philly, Pittsburgh, all of the places. We're going to be gone for like 3 weeks straight, and then we got another couple weekenders after that to hit up Michigan and Ohio and all kinds of places, Iowa. So we're super excited. I feel, speaking personally, that we're like in a new era of Cat and the Hurricane, and just our production value, our stage presence, we've just been working really, really hard to just create a show that is not only meaningful, but also fun and kind of transcendent. So we're really excited to bring that outside of Madison and show people what we can do.
Well, and you'll also be here in Madison coming up September 26th at the Burr Oak, and also November 2nd at the High Noon Saloon. Tell us about your upcoming shows.
Yeah, so we're excited about those two Madison shows because one is a tour kickoff show, and then the other one is a tour homecoming show.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's clever.
There and back again.
Yeah, so at the Burr Oak, we're going to be opening and supporting Thelma and the Sleaze from Nashville, and we're going to have support from Old Oaks. So, again, friends from work,
right?
So, we love them. And then for the High Noon show on November 2nd, we are going to be sharing the stage for the first time with the Earthlings. Very excited about that. And then playing a show with Pink Halo. So that's going to be a really cool show to like just have so many cool musicians in the same room at the same time.
Do you have any other shows happening around Wisconsin?
We are actually playing for the first time. We're playing Wise Fest. Happens in Eagle. Our friends from Wise Jennings, Jeff and Melissa, are so, so great. And they put on this festival through Wise Farm Productions. And it kind of worked out with our tour schedule. We're actually kind of coming backwards a little bit to make it there. So that's we're playing on Saturday, September 30th. That's at the Kettle Moraine Ranch in Eagle, Wisconsin. A lot of amazing local bands. So we're super excited about that one.
Yeah, including the People's Brothers Band and Chicken Wire Empire and so many other really cool bands.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Absolutely. Yeah, they always have a lot of great bands at that festival.
Nice.
Well, that's pretty great. Well, good luck on tour.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Good luck with the industry. Thank you.
Can we call you from the road?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Definitely.
We're going to maybe be an hour ahead, so I'll check in with you.
844-96-PARTY. Give us a call.
Yeah. You got it.
Cat and the Hurricane, thanks so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Love Max.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
All right, Rob, we have Pancromatic Steel and the Devil's Lair coming up in just a few minutes.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What is it to you? trust in this inside. Been safe from all my pain. It's time. You know,
tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over local music. And over. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis elevated at herbalaspect.com. The Max Inc. matinee concert series. Get advanced tickets now at high-noon.com.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. There was progress in talks with Ford today, says the Auto Workers Union, in the second day of striking Detroit's Big Three.